Oh, I love that song. It's Regard. It's called Ride It As You Ride Home here on a Monday at 5:26, the last day of summer of 2020. Kat Spencer and Claudia Marquez, you were just telling me a funny story. Well, not always funny, but
I'm glad you found it funny.
I did. Because
I didn't.
I could relate. I could relate to your husband, but there was an incident with your son wanting to download something.
Yeah, so this morning, first thing before going to school, he's like, Mom, I really want to download this game on my computer. And I was like, well, you know what? No, I kind of like don't want to spend that type of money on a game. You have your PS4. You have your phone to play games on. Like, what's the point? Right? Mm-hmm. So he starts, and it wasn't a cheap game.
I mean, how much were we talking about?
It was like a $23 game. Okay. So it's not like one of those free downloads. I'm like, you have enough stuff, whatever. And he starts to get a little bit like upset. And he's like, well, I don't understand. All my friends have it. So I turn around and I say, My husband was standing right there making coffees, and I'm like, well, you know, as daddy, because maybe it's just me who's crazy. Okay? And a little bit more, you know,
I know where this
intense
is going.
And passionate
than
that.
I know where this is going.
And Jason turns around and says, I don't mind. And I was like, excuse me? You don't mind? You don't got my back on this?
Well, my first reaction is, it's $20. Pick your battles. He's trying to get out the door going to school. Do you really want to fight now?
Oh, come on. That's besides the point. He already has so many games. Like, for me, it's just like, where do you draw the line? And why do we need to discuss this now?
So it's not about the game, per se. It's now about that Jason didn't have your back in front of the kids.
Exactly. Because, first of all, it was $22. Why would I freely just give him $22? Like, if he doesn't necessarily deserves it, right? And then Jason, who's like, well, I don't care. But he sees that, like, I'm aggravated with this. And I'm trying to defend my point of view and my value.
I think you're still aggravated by this, like 12 hours later.
No, I was just in front of the kids. Like, I wish like he would have just said, okay, yeah, I agree with Mom. And then if he didn't agree, we could discuss it in private.
So here's the question, you know, should her husband or any husbands agree with your partner and have your back no matter what in front of the kids?
Right.
That's the key word here. You want to say, because the kids were there, he should have agreed with you no matter what.
Well, because we need to be a team. We need to be solid together.
Stop yelling.
I'm not yelling. I'm just saying. You know.
Text us at 92925. You know, should your partner always agree with you, always have your back no matter what in front of the kids?
Right.
That's the question. And we think we know where Claudia stands on this. See, I'm non-confrontational, so I'm sort of leaning
You're perfect. You're the perfect
spend
parent.
Spend the $20 already. Hi, it's the Beat Sync Set with Kat and Claudia. So Claudia's son asked to download a game, cost about $22, just as he's stepping out of the house to go to school this morning.
Exactly. And I was like, no, you have enough video games and you have your PS4 and I don't know what and this and that. So he started arguing with me and I said, well, why don't you ask your dad? Maybe I'm like the crazy parent here. And basically dad was like, well, I don't mind. And I was a little upset that he didn't have my back at that moment.
Now, on the last break, when I said I'm non-confrontational, I didn't mean that I'm doing the right thing. What I'm trying to do is I don't want to fight before school. So I would kind of say, spend the $22. I know it's not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But I hate fights in the house, especially in the morning.
I know. But the thing is, when there's one parent that is non-confrontational and the other one is, it's always like one parent's the good guy, the other parent's the bad guy. And, you know.
What are our genius texters saying for this Monday evening?
Amazing things. Somebody said the partner should always have the other person's back in front of the kids. They can always discuss later if they don't agree. But by not being united in front of the child, that can have grave consequences later on in life, which happened to my daughter, she says. Somebody else said, that's the thing with kids, asking for things when it's not the right time, first and foremost. And yes, your other half should have your back, even just for $20.
Someone challenged you to say, you know, what if it was the other way around and your daughter wanted some new shoes? I don't know. And your father was like, no way, or your husband rather. Mm-hmm. And what would you say? So would it go the same way if it was your daughter?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. don't put me on the spot.
You don't want to answer that question. You know, Lynn is on the phone and makes a really good point. Go ahead, Lynn.
If she wanted him to be on her side, she should have said, I'll talk to dad about it. But because she said to her son in front of her husband, well, ask your father, that's kind of leaving him the red carpet to say exactly how he feels.
That's a really good point. We never realized that she, you know, technically Claudia did say, ask your father.
Right, in front of herself and her child and her husband. So you're putting your husband on the spot to tell the truth. It's tricky, you know, it's very, very tricky.
That's a really good point, Lynn. Honestly, I did not see it that way. And that's why I always love to ask advice from other people, right, that have a different opinion, because now I see it in a totally different way. And she's right. I did put him on the spot.
I see some other texters saying that, too. The wording should be, your father and I are going to discuss this.
Right.
As opposed to ask your father.
Yeah. No, see, that was on me.
Okay.
Well, sure.
I'm not blaming you.
I'm realizing now that I'm going to have to apologize to my son and husband tonight.
Well, don't go that far. This is according to psychologists. It's about disagreeing in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It says, unless your partner is obviously truly abusive with the children, do not interfere when you disagree with a parenting decision, mm-hmm. Jason. Your kids will quickly take note of where that disharmony lies, and they'll use it to their advantage in the future. Don't let this happen.
Okay, so next time I'll just say, it's no, mommy's made a decision. I'm not going to ask him to ask daddy, and daddy and I will discuss later.
Exactly.
There you go.
There you are, the perfect parent, Gladys and Jason, on the Beat 92.5.